Praise be Jesus and Mary. We read in the Gospel today that our Lord went up on the mountain in great crowds, having with them the lame, the blind, the deformed, the mute, and many others, placed them at his feet, and he healed them. And so we see that our Lord Jesus Christ came to heal both body and soul. And so it stands to reason that the devil has the intention of hurting us in both body and soul. And in fact, the devil is doing that just today in many places by his most effective means, that is, through abortion. We had the visit, the honor of having Monsignor Riley visit us yesterday. And as he says, two healthy people go into an abortion mill. One comes out, one is dead, and the mother comes out with pain in her head and in her heart. You see, this is the most effective means by which the devil is hurting women today, both in body and soul. The gospel says, our Lord says, that the devil is a liar and a murderer, that he is a liar and the father of lies, and that he is a murderer from the beginning. And lies and murder are the two marks of the entire abortion industry. They lie to women. They don't tell them the truth. They don't show them the sonograms, or certainly not willingly, if the law requires them to do that in a particular state. They lie and deceive women, and of course, with the killing, the intentional killing of an innocent human being, that is the definition of murder. Now, just as our Lord healed all of these sicknesses and ills in the gospel, so our Lord is capable today of healing this sickness, this disease, this evil of murder, of abortion. While the devil is a liar and a murderer, our Lord is the truth and life. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so women who are suffering from abortion, I read the Guttmacher Institute says that by the time a woman reaches 45 years of age, one out of three of them have had an abortion. Okay, that is a lot of women out there, a lot of pain that they are going through. And just as the gospel shows us, what is the solution? How can they be healed? Come to the feet of Jesus Christ, the truth and the life. He can heal all of this. Our Lord, or the readings today, also point to the church as the solution to this pain and suffering caused by abortion. The first reading from the prophet Isaiah, linked to the gospel, says, on this mountain the Lord of hosts will provide for all peoples. This mountain is an image of the church. On this mountain, that is, in the church, the Lord of hosts will provide for all peoples a feast of rich food and choice wines. That's a reference to the Eucharist, just as in the gospel, the miracle of the multiplication of the loaves, the feeding of the thousands, that is all an image of the Eucharist. So we see the lame, the sick, the dumb coming to the feet of Jesus to be healed. We see also the mountain that is the church, the Eucharist. These are all the solutions to the evil of abortion. On this mountain, he will destroy the veil that veils all peoples. On this mountain, in the church, our Lord will destroy that veil of ignorance, cut through the lies of the abortion industry with his truth. The web that is woven over all the nations, the web that the devil has woven over all the nations and deceived them into thinking this is health care, choice, something that is good for women. And he will destroy death forever. That is, our Lord will one day put an end to the evil of abortion. The Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces, from all of the pain and sadness that has resulted from abortion. The reproach of his people he will remove from the whole earth. It is our Lord will forgive us of this grave evil, of this serious sin. And so the readings today present us with the solution. Our Lord Jesus Christ, who is truth and life. His church, his holy church, which preaches and teaches the truth and provides rich food and choice wines, the Holy Eucharist, our Lord himself, really, truly, and substantially present. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.